Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
Just when you think it was all settled nice and quiet in the National Football League, all of a sudden, Dan and Tanya Snyder, the team owners of the Washington Commanders, they said that they have hired Bank of America to consider potential transactions for the sale of the team. And joining us to discuss this major developing story is Bloomberg Business reporter Cameron Leach. Welcome back, Cameron, to the Bloomberg Business of Sports Show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me again.
Well, my first question I have to ask is, this came kind of out of the blue.
Yeah, that's correct.
What happened, we tape a daily Business of Sports Show. I put it to bed, and I'm ready to go, and all of a sudden I see the wire. Blip! It's like, Dan Snyder has formed the team to sell the Washington Commanders. I'm like, oh, man, well, let me take this old script and just throw
it
in the trash.
Rip it up.
And let me start all over again.
That's news.
That's news. That's what happened. So, this came out of the blue.
Yeah, so just last month, there was essentially, they came out just to say the team is not for sale. Then you had the NFL team owners meeting last month. And we had Jim Irsay out there basically saying, hey, it's time for him to get out of here. And then, obviously, the Washington Commanders are, you know, being investigated by the league with Mary Jo White, used to be at the SEC, kind of running that investigation. And as it's coming to a head, the team has come around to come on the for sale block.
It feels like this has been a long time coming, even though it is out of the blue in terms of the timing. What do we know about why Dan Snyder wants to sell right now?
My only good guess here would be there would be information that has previously come out, but it's also is about to come out from this investigation.
To get ahead of the news.
To get ahead of the news and try to get the best value for the team. That's just my best guess. I don't know much, but that's my guess. And obviously, they went on to hire Bank of America to kind of run the sale here, which is also, they're really the big winners here. Typically, they aren't, you know, chosen as the bank to kind of lead these kind of transactions.
Yeah, it's boutique firms, right?
Boutique firms, you think like Allen & Co., you can think of a Moelis. But this is a big win for Bank of America. And it seems to be, from my reporting, there's been a few interested parties out there for the team now.
Well, that's exactly, takes me to my next question. I mean, Forbes has the team valued at, if I'm not mistaken, at $5.6 billion. That's $1 billion more than the Broncos
like
were just
Evil.
Sold for. You like that one? I was working on
that's
that.
That's Damian Sassauer money.
No, but, you know, for me, it's, you know, who are the potential buyers? Is it going to be Josh Harris? I heard Jeff Bezos' name being thrown around.
He doesn't already own an NFL team, Josh Harris?
I think he's been spurned. He owns, I believe he owns the Devils. And,
the Devils, the 76ers?
Yes, but he's not.
And some soccer team.
Correct, of course. Some soccer team, right. But he but he does not own an NFL franchise, so it'd be interesting to see if he throws his hat in the ring here. And obviously we had most recently Byron Allen on the tape talking about making a bid as well. So curious to hear your thoughts. Are those the names?
Yeah. Well, not saying yes to your statement, but more so there's going to be a lot of names out there. Even Josh, a lot of the parties that were involved around the Denver Broncos, we'll probably see them come out again too. Again, these are highly coveted assets that, again, don't, you know, go on a for sale block often. And this is probably their opportunity for, you know, some of the world's, you know, wealthiest to kind of get in that game. Again, this is a very tight owners community as well, too. So we're going to see a lot of names out there. There hasn't been reporting yet that Josh Harris is around it, but he was around the Denver Broncos sale conversation. So my only hunch or guess would be that he would still be interested. You know, obviously the market is a little different, even though he doesn't have to kind of rely on financing. But I can only anticipate that he might be involved as well, too. Of course, broke the news just recently that Byron Allen is preparing to bid alongside an investor group as well, too. And apparently his group may involve some folks from Wall Street and Hollywood as well, too. Obviously, he's, you know, deeply connected within the media and TV space as well, too. So I can only imagine we'll see quite a few names come out.
It's so interesting that the same names keep coming up over and over again every time there's a big pro sports team up for sale. I mean, imagine being Josh Harris, and anytime there's a pro team that could be sold, your name just gets mentioned all the time.
You know what? It's either, is it a good or a bad thing? I think that's probably the question we really want to come to find out during this sales process. I think maybe some of the tactics that people used last time, they may not use this time. But again, sometimes, you know, the checkbook speaks.
Now, I thought Byron Allen was going to buy the Denver Broncos, but that kind of fell through. What happened with that deal?
From my understanding, you know, obviously when you have a big name like, you know, Rob Walton of the Walton family with a huge checkbook of his size without any, you know, worries for financing or anything of that sort, you know, that could sway a lot of folks, you know, and just think about the synergies there as well, too, and the connections to Walmart. That could be advertising. You can think about so many integral things that could, you know, help a football team as well, too. But I can only imagine with, you know, Allen's connections to D.C., I can see some possibilities there as well, too, you know, yeah.
Well, Cameron, this isn't only about an NFL franchise. This is a land grab also, right? I mean, this is about a stadium, a stadium that Dan Snyder can't get built. So talk to us about that. How do you think that factors into the listing price for the team?
Well, obviously, we've seen – we just had a record number on the Denver Broncos. I think that was about $4.65 billion. And just a few months later, now we have a new record number being thrown out there as well, too. So you're just going to really see who really has it to kind of throw at the wall on this. And again, too, I think while the money is important, I think the NFL is really starting to prioritize who exactly they won and the
in the club.
There you go. You get what I'm saying.
Cameron, you cover deals. And so part of your beat involves thinking through whether regulators might step up and say, you know what, this is a bridge too far. We're not okay with this. Does that happen with billionaires buying sports teams? I mean, if Ted Leonsis' Monumental Sports and Entertainment Group, which of course owns the Washington Capitals and I believe the Washington Wizards, if they are a potential bidder for the Commanders, does a regulator, is a regulator who might say, you know what, you already own these Washington area sports teams, it's too much for you to then own the NFL team too.
Man, I wish they would have said that about Charles Dolan before he bought everything in New York.
Well, yes, this is true.
In addition to MSG, right? The short answer to your question, historically, no. But I think just given some of the complications that the NFL has seen over the past few years, you're going to start to see more governing bodies step in and say, hey, what are we doing here? And again, you obviously have Mary Jo White, who's running the league's investigation into Dan Snyder and the Washington Commanders right now, too. So I think we're kind of headed towards that way. And I think maybe the best move for the NFL is to kind of get ahead of that as well, too.
Now, we have to remember the whole thing came up in the first place because of the accusations about Dan Snyder and the toxic workplace that he had with the team. Can you expand more on that?
Yeah, I mean, the term toxic workplace kind of cultivates everything that was up under that, but it was also including accusation of, you know, sexual misconduct for some of the other team executives. I know there was also some issue with some cheerleaders who were having some issues with some of the team personnel. So that kind of falls on Dan Snyder's shoulders, you know, creating that workplace. And what was said was that he was promoting that to some degree. So it's been a very troubling few years for Dan Snyder, but it seems that he was able to get away with all of these things for quite some time, you know, paying a $10 million fine, you know, more recently than not. But it seems like it's coming to a head.
Well, the workplace misconduct is one thing. The one thing that I think got Irsay and everybody up in a roar is that he had two separate books on the NFL that he was holding, that he was underreporting team revenue. And I believe there's an investigation into that as well.
They were okay with everything else, but then this really got their
attention. Not saying they were okay with anything else. Certainly not.
I'm glad you asked the question.
But I mean, if you want to talk about how that club of NFL owners feels, when you start holding back money, you're supposed to report to them. That hits them right where it hurts the most.
Everyone's going to take action then.
Correct.
And Scarlett, if you think back to our time interviewing Jim Irsay, he was speaking about, you know, building up more of that media revenue as well, too, and trying to bring some of those, you know, owners together to create their own entity, other than using some of the other networks that they use to broadcast game. So when you start shorthanding the NFL owners and start talking about them and doing counterproductive work, this is where we come to.
See, I'm rooting for Byron Allen. because he's real people. Now, there's a joke there, and if you don't get it, you got to Google it. I'm going to make you do your homework, man. I know.
Well, wait, fantasy football people, what's the team doing? How's it doing? Does it have any big stars?
I know for a fact no one on the Washington Commanders is on my fantasy football team.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Lamar Jackson.
Shout out to Brian Robinson. I got Brian Robinson on my fantasy squad. But look, I mean, Ron Rivera, I mean, they've got him locked in for another 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. So they have to deal with, I mean, if they are going to replace him, what's going to go on with the team, all that good stuff. Whoever the new owner, if there is a new owner, may very well be. My only question is, do you think it's more likely that Snyder's going to sell the whole team? Or do you think he'd like to maintain a minority interest? Is that something Bank of America needs to look into? I mean, is that what they're being hired to do?
My best guess is, I mean, I think as we've all come to deal with people that are, you know, very wealthy, they love themselves and they always want to be involved. So I would only imagine that their best case, or at least for them, they will want to only sell a portion of the team, mm-hmm. at least so they aren't majority owners. Now, would somebody want to still be in business with the Snyders is the next question. And that's not up for me to decide or the audience, more so the people that's writing the checks.
Bloomberg reporter Cameron Leach, thank you so much, man, for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, laying your knowledge on us because I need a lot of it. Listen, if you want to catch our podcast, they're there Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and download them wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.